Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B, and you're listening to the ROTPOD. Thanks for streaming, downloading, sharing with your friends and family. Get the word out, ROTPOD, doing some changes in 2016, some different things, better things, just some fun things. None of the stuff that I do, I like doing because it's fun, sounds fun, and just to get some experience, just to get out there, a little bit of socialization. So in this episode, I'll be talking with a couple of guys about a GoPro. I'm asking them about the GoPro product. And from this past week, this past few couple of days from the since the last episode, GoPro is kind of, I guess, laid off, fired some employees from their company. I guess GoPro wasn't doing so good. So there's an update and just a couple of guys I talk with about that and get their point of view as well. So also another talking with a couple of guys again, talking about the NFL as well as the UFC. So the playoffs coming this weekend, and hopefully you get to listen to this before the weekend. If not, you know, you can always listen to it afterwards and say, oh yeah, I already know what's going to happen, or I already know what happened. But either way, a good episode to check out. Playoffs, talking about playoffs and talking about UFC. These guys, they know a little more UFC than I do. So it's a quick update from these guys. And yeah, so before we get into those recordings, I kind of did a trial and error with these recordings. You'll find maybe the GoPro episode is a little bit off, it's a little bit different. It's not too clear. It's not good. It is good. You can hear us talking, but you'll notice when we get into the playoffs and the UFC talking, it's a little bit better. So I did learn from this. So I'm just getting better and better. Just like I was saying, so bear with me. The GoPro interview about us talking, and just it'll be a little bit crazy, a little bit off, but you can still hear us talking. So after that, the recording gets clear. So bear with me on that. So for now, I'm just gonna give a quick update on just a few stories, just to get you guys a little bit updated within these past few days. Like I said, the last episode was a few days ago, so just a few updates from here till now before the weekend starts. If you guys are interested in deals, very, very good deals, Amazon Prime is offering their Prime membership for 1 year for $73, and it's only going to be this weekend. So if you hear this after the 17th, this deal will already be gone. So, but if you're listening to this before the weekend or before the 17th on Sunday, then if you want to get the Amazon Prime membership for 1 year, you'll be paying $73 instead of the $99. So go sign up. It's pretty good. You get the Amazon Prime music, the movies, unlimited photo storage, just as long as you have the Prime membership, and as well as a free 2-day shipping on a lot of products out there. So Amazon Prime, it's pretty good. It's worth it if you order a lot of things through Amazon, or if you don't and you want to try it, you might like it. There's a lot of things that you can take advantage of. You know, you're just browsing through the Amazon store and you find this and that, and it's only a few bucks to pay. You just add it to your cart and have it shipped to your house in 2 days. So Amazon Prime, $73 this weekend. Get it if you want. Pretty good price. Here's a movie that's going to be coming out this weekend, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. An American ambassador is killed during an attack at the U.S. compound in Libya as a security team struggles to make sense out of the chaos. The trailer seems pretty good, so if you want to go check it out, 13 Hours. Another movie, Norm of the North. This one's a kid's movie. A polar bear of many words, Norm's greatest gripe is simple. There is no room for tourists in the Arctic. But when a developer threatens to build condos in his own backyard, Norm does what all normal polar bears would do. He heads to New York to stop it. And if you've seen the trailer and this one also seems pretty good. Pretty good kids movie. Take your kids out. Norm of the North coming out this weekend. Ride Along 2. Kevin Hart, Ice Cube lead the returning lineup of Ride Along 2, the sequel to the blockbuster action comedy that gave us the year's most popular comedy duo. And this one should be pretty good. Hope it's as good as the first one, Ride Along 2. And here's a little photography news update. Fujifilm has released their newest telephoto lens. And if you don't know about the lens, these are lenses that you attach to your camera body. And these lenses come in different magnifications, I would say. The higher the number, the higher the magnification. So this one, the one they came out with right now, Fujifilm, they came out with a 100 to 400 millimeter lens. So 100, it's not too... You wouldn't be able to shoot like stuff inside a room. If you were to shoot something inside a room, it would be pretty much zooming up into their face. So you wouldn't be able to get any farther back with that 100. But if you're outside or you want to shoot a little bit long distance, 100 to 400 millimeter, it's a pretty good lens to have outdoors. So they don't have the price on this, but the one thing that's good about this also is 100 to 400. Some lens, they only go maybe like 100 to 200, 100 to 250, or something like 50 to 150. That kind of short range magnification. So if you have a low number all the way up to a big number such as this 100 to 400, then you have a wide range of magnification to work with instead of having to switch out your lens. So instead of having to switch out your lens from let's say you have a 100 to 250 and you want to go far longer than 250, you would have to break out another lens that's say like 250 to 400. So it's sort of like carrying two lens into one lens. So that's what the numbers mean, just the magnification. So this one, that's my two cents on the lens. If you get a lens with a low number that goes high into the higher numbers, it's better than it. That's a good one to get. That way you don't have to be carrying a bunch of lens with you. So just a little photography update. Fujifilm 100 to 400 millimeter lens. So all right, thanks for hanging in there with me on this quick tech update from the past few days. And I'll be giving you more tech updates as long as some other interviews, other guests and whatnot. So right now I'm going into these pre-recorded recordings of these of the GoPro NFL and UFC. So after that, it's going to be the end, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. So here it is.
My name is Sue.
What's up, boys?
What's up for you?
Desert.
GoPro.
GoPro.
That's pretty cool.
Is that camera that follows you everywhere? Basically,
camera, that action camera.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I watched a couple of your videos.
Oh, about fiberglass.
Oh yeah.
Is that what you have?
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's too tiny, real small.
Yeah.
And they even have a smaller one.
I know she did.
The reason I was bringing it up was because the one selling too good this past year, so they started laying people off.
Oh, smokes.
They laid people off because they couldn't sell any?
Is that Nokia or something?
No, it's just a GoPro.
Oh, just GoPro itself?
Yeah.
That's the name of the brand, is GoPro?
Yeah. And the cheapest one is $199. It's pretty bad. That's the one I want, is $199 one.
How much is yours?
Mine was $400.
Shit. Damn! It's expensive. Did you get it on sale or did you pay full price?
That was probably like a few months after the thing came out.
Where everything was skyrocketing at the time, huh?
The GoPro's pretty good.
So I'm gonna have to give you one.
I wouldn't mind getting one, but I'm not that active. I'll just be walking around to the restaurant eating something.
We can do that.
I know, we can do that.
Take it to some restaurants.
I'll record you.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that would be neat.
Drive around. So you can record those people at Walmart, as you've been seeing.
Why?
And then that's another thing that I was going to bring up too, is just ask some people GoPro.
Yeah.
You don't really need to do action stuff. You can use it for anything.
Oh, yeah, just whatever.
Just taking pictures, just taking video.
It's kind of like a selfie video kind of thing.
Oh, shit. And you can, that would work off like the iPhones or any Android phones too, no?
Yeah, you can take the video off.
Of yeah, just create, replace it or whatever, put it,
yeah,
transfer it, I guess.
So with the GoPro, I don't really use my cell phone, my smartphone camera. I like using the GoPro camera. After I take video or picture,
yeah,
just open up the app.
Yeah.
You can select the video that you want or the pictures that you want.
Oh, it's already on your phone. You just had it in the app or what?
No, you just connect to Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. It's almost like an AirDrop kind of thing?
Sort of, yeah. AirDrop, iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it look or what? Is it like a little wall or what?
GoPro?
Yeah. Well, this has, I've never seen it.
I'll show you a little bit.
Alright.
It's like a little camera kind of thing, no?
Yeah, it's a little black table. It's small. Like, 2 inches?
Yeah.
2 by 1, maybe?
Yeah, John has one.
John has one too?
Yeah.
John bought one too?
Yeah. The one that uses it when he takes his razor out.
So hopefully he don't break his collarbone again.
Hey, Joe, can you call me at the front desk? Thank you.
Always, right?
It's always got to ruin our conversation.
Yeah, so I was just asking you if you guys are considering or thinking about GoPro.
I think I will, man. I mean, I love taking myself videos anyway. I do a lot. I record a lot of myself. Like, if I have like Star Wars mask on, I have this app that I could use the voice from Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And I should use the mask and the voice is just recorded.
Yeah, let's follow it.
Instagram. It's Donald Podcast, right?
Yeah, you see all my videos I have on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of videos up there that I, you know, post from my phone and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always recording myself doing something.
Instagram it.
Yeah, actually said like take it to Walmart because when I go to Walmart, dude, at Carlisle, I seen a girl. She was chasing her boyfriend and her mom, and they were arguing. She went to the side and got a big rock and came around, and that guy turned around, freaking blasted him in the back of the head with a rock.
Really?
Yeah, I've recorded.
You did,
because I started there and I know something's going to happen because I see people arguing. Get my phone. Got my phone ready.
Yeah. Exactly what's going
on. And then this other time I was going into Walmart, these guys, well, this guy in the car, two guys in the car, pulls up at that Murphy's gas station and just started yelling. I jumped the curb. I get in the parking lot,
jumped
dude.
The curb?
Yeah.
Damn.
I pulled in there, and I started recording. And they're dancing around like they're going to fight, but they didn't end up fighting. They're just talking shit.
They're chihuahuas.
Now walking around, she's just taking out that clip, put some dance video behind
it. The music party, yes! Oh man, I wish we would have had that after that. That would have been awesome.
I haven't gone to Walmart. I don't like Walmart. It's not my spot. Donald tells me his stories.
Yeah, I tried to run Carlisle and Manal. That Murphy's gas station, that Walmart right there.
Right next to Waterbury.
Dude, that's all the action is there.
All the action. Put a bunch of GoPros around. where's everything happening?
Has everything there.
Heck yeah, dude. It's so good.
I just wanted to bring up the GoPro to see what you guys think about it.
Yeah, I like GoPro. It's a little expensive, but
yeah.
Okay, I'll eventually get it.
I've seen the videos. It looks nice.
A lot of people, I think, they don't really want it because they think it's just more action.
Yeah.
It's pretty good for that, too. Like, everyday family, whatever. It's pretty good for that.
For everything.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Because you can always take as much video as you want, delete it, take as much pictures as you want, delete it, just mess with it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, heck yeah, dude. That's pretty good.
Hello. It's a sports update, fellas.
Sports
update.
First thing in your mind.
I'm gonna bring up some UFC.
UFC?
UFC fans out there.
Holly Holm, March 5th, fighting Misha Tate.
March 5th?
Yeah, on UFC 197.
Holly Holm?
Yeah, Holly Holm's fighting Misha Tate.
Is that the one that was... One that got a few rounds with
Ronda
Rousey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Knocked her ass out. Yeah, poor thing.
How do you think she's gonna do?
I think she's gonna do pretty good, but I think Misha Tate poses a little bit more of a challenge because she's taller, and Ronda's short, and Holly's a tall and lanky person, and she's a badass striker. She's a boxer. That's what she is. And I think Misha might give her a little bit more of a hassle than Ronda does, as far as the striking goes. But if Holly just gives her another swift kick in the head, that's it. It's over.
Then you got strong kicks. That's
don't give a shit how much strike you are. You get knocked in the head with that. You're out.
Those Rousey fans just got hurt again.
I'm one of them.
bring up the kick again.
Bring up the heartbreak.
So is that the other chick, the one that's fighting Holmes?
Misha Tate.
What's up, Holmes? Is she like a? She's
the number one contender.
Down or
huh?
She's a striker.
She deep down or?
She's more of a striker, and she's working on the ground. That was the whole thing that she couldn't beat Ronda because Ronda was on the ground, freaking. Well, in the first one, she broke her arm. And so they fought three times.
Is that the one that didn't tap out?
Yeah, she didn't tap out, and freaking Ronda just broke her arm.
She should have tapped out. In her career with that.
The striking was good, but when Ronda took her to the ground, it was it. It was done.
Tap out to save your body parts.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah, she's the number one contender. She's good. And then if Holly would have fought, would win this one, then in July it would have been UFC 200. And that would have been the rematch with Ronda Rousey. But Ronda's holding out. She wants a little bit more time.
She needs
to fight Holmes?
Yeah. So she needs more time to train because she's also making a movie this year also.
Fast and Furious 8?
That one and
she's
also...
She's in it too?
Oh, no. She's a road... She's also making Roadhouse.
Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Is that the female version or what?
I think kind of sort of it really is with her more of a female major role in it.
So it'd be like Roadhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it like?
Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. What was that person called?
The cooler.
Oh, no. What's that? What's that person called? What that takes care of it?
Oh, the bouncer?
Bouncer, yeah.
Bouncer, so yeah.
She's going to be like a bouncer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that one, and then...
She did beat up two guys at a bar.
And then in July...
Did she beat up somebody at a bar, or was it the other chick?
It was a movie. She beat up two guys, Ronda Rousey did, in a movie theater. While her boyfriend just stood back and watched it.
Boyfriend was watching.
She doesn't have to do anything, huh?
Huh?
He doesn't have to do anything.
Hell no, if I was her boyfriend, I wouldn't do shit.
I'd let her fight my battles.
Before she fights, I get money from everybody.
Right.
Hey, you guys paid for this.
No cameras.
Right. Yeah, see, they're not. But also in the UFC 200, there's going to be Conor McGregor. No. In March 5th, is going to be Conor McGregor against Rafael Dos Anjos.
Yeah.
And that's for the freaking belt in his pass in the 155 division.
Oh, okay.
Conor's going up a division to fight him because he has the belt at 147 or 150 or something, 147.
Yeah.
He's going up to 155, the challenger Rafael Dos Anjos, for that belt.
It's going to be good. It's going
to
be good.
Oh, dude, Oh, yeah. Conor McGregor, that's my man.
Is it going to be pay-per-view or just...
It's going to be pay-per-view because you're going to have Holly Holmes and then Conor on the same bill.
Oh,
on those two major fights right there, man.
Yeah, Holly Holmes, the co-main event.
Yeah, Holly Holmes against Misha Tate and then Conor McGregor and Rafael Dos Anjos.
You can see it.
So it'll be like two major fights,
yeah, one card.
That'll be cool.
It's going to be nice.
Is it going to be like same price, like $80 or something?
Yeah, it'll be something like that. $60, $80, something like that.
How much was the last fight, man?
I think $60.
That didn't even have the paper.
Yes.
Usually I'm more on paper.
Well, you went to Bubba's, no?
No, I was at Johnny's house. They were watching.
Oh.
My buddy's house, we were watching.
Was Ronda's fight?
Ronda versus
Solomon? Yeah, $60 because I was with my sister and John.
Are you guys pitched in on that one?
That one. And then also, Nick Diaz, which is Alex's boy.
Yeah.
I can't stand him, bastards. Nick and Nate Diaz, oh, I can't stand him. But that's his boys. If they allow him back in the fight, they want to set up a fight between Nick Diaz and Robbie Lawler.
Oh,
the only loss that Robbie Lawler has is against Nick Diaz. In the early years when they were coming out, I think in 2004. So Robbie Lawler, he wants that fight. He wants to kick Nick's ass.
So rematch after six, nine years?
Yeah. And Nick Diaz, he's been out. He's been suspended. Because his last fight was Anderson Silva, and they both got popped. Anderson Silva with PEDs, and Nick Diaz with marijuana.
He's a stoner.
Silva's that a Bigfoot, huh?
Mm.
No,
that's a Bigfoot Silva. Yeah, this is Anderson, the Spider-Man Silva.
Yeah, that Bigfoot you talk about. I've got his first name. they call him Bigfoot. Bigfoot Silva?
Oh, okay.
Baddeley.
Is it Baddeley?
I just know it's Silva.
No, I think it's Vanderlei, Bigfoot Silva.
I think Vanderlei is, what's his name, Cyborg's boyfriend. Really. You know, they want to make that fight too, Cyborg and Holly Holm. Holly Holm.
I wouldn't want to make that fight.
Yeah, Holly Holm wants to move up the weight and fight her.
Fuck no, dude. That's too much.
Then the next UFC is going to be a real life bear against a boxer.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so those are the two major fights, hopefully, man. Hopefully they'll come out. But for sure, March.
March 5th?
Yeah, it's Conor McGregor. They haven't signed yet, but... He's supposed to make $8 million this fight, this coming fight.
Yeah.
But we're reading stuff that he was holding out, but I haven't got really read anywhere specifically that said that he's holding out for more money.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. So, hopefully he's not. You better...
Him and Rafael Dos Anjos, that's going to be a good fight. Should be.
Yeah. I want to see that fight.
Cool. Sounds good, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, so NFL update?
NFL this weekend, the Broncos and Steelers.
Patriots and Chiefs
and the Packers.
Packers and Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Panthers and Seahawks.
Hey. Yes, sir. Going to be a good game.
I want the Panthers and the Chiefs to go.
I want the Panthers and the Chiefs to go.
Yeah.
I have $20 on Seattle and Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Yes, I do.
Chiefs
off.
And who?
Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Who do you pick?
I was thinking of Panthers and Packers.
Panthers
and
NFC
Packers
Championship,
or,
yeah.
Or Panthers and Chiefs.
Yeah, that would be good.
I don't want the Patriots to go.
No. I don't think they will.
I want somebody new to take this year.
I think, you know, what I need, really hope, I think Kansas City can beat New England, but I need Pittsburgh to beat Denver.
Pittsburgh to beat, oh, okay.
Because if Kansas City beats New England, then Kansas City has to go to Denver. And they're like freaking 0-10 and 12 or something like that at Denver.
Oh, they're home?
Yeah.
Home turf?
Yo. So that's what I'm hoping, that freaking... Pittsburgh will take them out.
Yeah.
And then Kansas City have a really good chance.
Pretty good. Yeah, I guess the Chiefs and Patriots. I'm going for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs? Yeah.
Chiefs.
I don't want Alex Smith to do it.
Alex Smith. Well, he's out there again.
Only because he was a man.
Y'all did him wrong.
Well, he was a gentleman.
No, y'all put that French all in there.
Oh, that was a fan.
Anybody in Jesse?
I'm just a fan.
Super Bowl. He's going to Super Bowl.
Don't say
Broncos.
He's a Broncos.
Is it Broncos?
Fan.
Broncos, huh?
Yes.
Broncos and who?
I don't know if the Broncos are going to make it.
They're going to lose to Pittsburgh. I'm hoping, man. I need them to lose to Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I could see it being.
Spit it out, man. We ain't got a date.
Why not? We got a whole lot of work in front of us.
We got a shit to do. I'm already conked out. Last thing I need is you.
Oh, okay. I think the Seahawks could do it again.
Yeah. Seahawks. Oh, yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good.
I think whoever wins between the Seahawks and the Panthers, that team's
probably more likely,
you
know?
And then I don't know. I think it's either Patriots or Broncos.
I think KC's going to take them out, dude. I think Patriots are banged up.
There's too many plays.
I think they want you to think that. And Bill Belichick's going to take the Chiefs and rip out their testicles.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
That'll be
running back. That's not going to happen.
Don't pull it.
Yeah. Legal tackle.
I think Kansas City's going to take them out, dude. I really do.
I hope that too.
Did New England lose their last game? Yeah, because that's how Denver got number one.
Are they still missing Edelman?
Edelman's supposed to be back.
Yeah, they're supposed to be the first
Gronk's
team back.
Supposed to be back, but both of them are supposed to be kind of limited. So.
I think Cass is good, too.
Okay. I want to see Macklin and Smith.
Macklin especially.
Isn't he hurt? Isn't he going to miss the game?
No, I think, well, I don't know, yes, it was just a spring.
No, it was just a spring.
Remember, he was crying, they thought he was freaking tore his ACL or something, dude.
Yeah.
Like LeBron had to carry him off.
Oh my gosh.
But he had, he come running back out.
That's a flop. You did a flop. You know, there's a liar if he comes running back out.
I'm cramping.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be good. The games are going to be good. The one I'm interested in, too, is the Green Bay and Arizona.
Oh,
Arizona.
Arizona's got a sleeper pick right there.
Arizona's freaking tough, man.
And they're playing in Arizona, too, huh?
Yep, they got home field advantage in the NFC.
I think they beat everybody in the NFC except for Carolina, no?
Did they pay them?
Yeah, they didn't beat Carolina.
They didn't?
They did not.
Yeah, they didn't. I think
they
only
lost one game, and that was to the Falcons.
Yep.
Falcons, what else did
they
beat?
Yeah.
The
Seahawks. Yeah, the Panthers. Arizona, they beat Seattle and freaking...
Who's
the
Panthers?
Well, I don't think they played Green Bay this year.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
They blew
them
out
38-7.
Oh, shit.
That was week three, though. So, I don't think the Packers have gotten that much better.
Arizona's got...
I think Arizona got to remember.
Arizona's good, man.
You know, gonna make a bet?
No.
There's this one, if you ever know somebody wants to get on a bet, something like that, it's called Sports AG. Get on there, and you can bet on each individual players. Say, like, a quarterback, how many yards he's going to throw, how many touchdowns to.
Yeah.
You could put like $5 or $10 on that, or the running back, how many yards he's going to have, touchdowns, whatever. Same thing on the defense, how many a defensive end is going to sack or whatever. You could bet on individual players on each team. That gave me a headache. I was overwhelmed. Man, just give me 20 on Seattle.
You bet on how many times the coach will throw the
challenge play. Well, you know, twice. For sure.
Timeouts?
Yeah. It's a three each out. That's funny. It's going to be good games, man.
Panthers and Chiefs.
I don't think I'll be able to watch the Chiefs and Patriots, but I'll catch the Packers and Arizona.
That's on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
And then the Broncos and the Steelers on Saturday.
Broncos,
Sunday after Sunday night is the Broncos Steeler game. Sunday afternoon is the Arizona Green Bay game. Chiefs.
Saturday Chiefs and Patriots at 2.
Yeah.
And Packers and Cardinals at 6.
Okay.
And Sunday Seahawks and Panthers at 11. Steelers and Broncos at 2.
So on Sunday?
No evening game on Sunday.
Damn it.
I know, Saturday, I wanted the freaking Broncos and Steelers to be on Saturday.
Yeah, I wanted to see that.
So I could be all buzzed. And yell at everybody.
Go to jail.
Yeah.
So I could get out Sunday.
Watch the other games.
Son of a bitch.
That's going to be good, man. I need Chiefs in Seattle. Because I think if they don't even have to win, they just have to make it to the Super Bowl. And I get probably about $700 or $800.
Look, one team piece. Does it have to be both? Or can one team?
No, both. Seattle and the Chiefs have to make it.
Chiefs.
I was going to bet on Houston and Washington. Oh. That was 75-1 odds.
Call extension 116. Vince, call extension 116.
Who's
even here?
Smiths?
Vince.
Sounds like Smiths.
I know, Smiths. Who the fuck is that? Ain't that on the nerds movies?
Ain't up in the bread aisle.
Cool, man.
Heck yeah, dude. That's going to be good.
Be good.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you, Jess.